So that brings up Reese Brocklesby.
Back to the top of the order for the Tornadoes.
Brocklesby 1 for 3 on the day. The left-hander trying to push that runner over with one out. Get on base more like it. Tries to run her way on, as our left-handers and softball are prone to do. But while she does that, Rivera steals second.
Did you see the ball hit the batter at all?
No.
Okay.
I thought it did, but I don't. But looking, but thinking about it, looking, you know, thinking about it, I don't think it did. Now a dead ball for a second, and the coaches did not protest at all. So
not at all. Yeah.
I think everything's all right. I know what you're talking about, but another tries to get it on again, and this time bunts it foul. I was never a big fan of the running swing.
If you're a lefty, and you can, it just helps you get out of the box quick.
Yeah.
Really, that's the major thing. It helps you get out of the box quicker than if you weren't.
High fly ball, lazy over towards third base, caught by Comp for out number two.
But really, it only helps you if you put that ball on the ground. If you pop it up in the infield, well, you see what happens.
So Rivera will stay at second, and that will be two outs, and that will bring up Olivia Woodward. Woodward scored in the first, got stranded. Actually, she's 3 for 3. She stranded in the second, or in the third, excuse me, and stranded in the fourth. Dancing between the bags is Rivera as the pitch came in on a 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Not taking the ball, or not taking the bat off the shoulder. Two balls, no strikes. Ball got away from Smith. Rivera thought about going, changes her mind. Still standing at second, 2-0 count. 7-4 score. Here's the pitch. Another low ball. And again, Rivera just really trying to get into the head of Smith over there out on second. 3-0 count. And again, I would imagine that bat will not move at all. Let's see what happens. Here's the pitch. It does not, and that is strike one.
This is pitch 115, give or take, for Taylen Smith. She's working out there. Wouldn't be surprised to see her out there again for the bottom of the seventh.
Three balls, one strike. That make that four balls, one strike, as she will move over towards first base on a walk. And another walk issued from Smith. And now we have runners at first and second to bring up Anna Harden, who scored in the third and struck out in the fourth.
She is the tying run. And with a tired arm in the circle, this is what you look for.
Harden trying to make Hillsborough suffer here. Here's the pitch. Low and away. It's in the dirt and gets away. Runners will advance to second and third. And, oh, man, that is not. And, yeah, that's it. That's going to be it. Coach coming out. They're going to go to the mound. We're going to take a quick pause here for 30 seconds. You're listening to New Country 104.1. 7-4, runners on second and third, but there is two outs. We'll be right back right after this. And welcome back to Taylorville, Illinois. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, see if we can get in before Harden swing.
New Country 104.1 is WMKR HD2, Payne at Taylorville, and W281BO Taylorville.
High ball, deep left field, deep, and it's gone. Home run, Anna Harden, and we are tied up. Of course, I sent it to a 10-second ID, but we got it. Home run, Anna Harden over center field, and we are all tied up at 7 apiece. Wow!
Fastball inside edge. Harden turns on it and lifts it to deep left center field. Wind carrying it, and it's all knotted up at 7, folks.
Oh. And the pitch that wasn't supposed to be, Coach towing out there and saying, hey, just don't throw anything directly over the heart of the plate. The pitch kind of slipped a little. I don't know if it necessarily slipped, but it did catch too much of the plate, and Harden just absolutely just crushed that ball out towards center field. 7-7, and that will bring up Morgan Wright, and all of a sudden, we have ourselves a very different ball game here in the middle of the bottom of the sixth inning. Taylorville with a good chance here, albeit with two outs, to, dare I say, take a lead. Regardless, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out here as we move closer towards the seventh inning. Two balls, no strikes here. And Smith looks absolutely gassed. Pitch comes over the plate for strike one.
With that home run, too, Scooter's Coffee donating $25.
That's right.
And they'll continue to do so with every Taylorville Tornado home run we broadcast.
Oh, man, that almost caught her. Pitch inside, three balls, one strike.
Thank you to Scooter's Coffee, Roots 104 in Taylorville, along West Springfield Road.
Wright struck out in the first, scored in the third. Fielder's choice in the or grounded out in the fourth. She'll find herself on here in the sixth inning. So, a pitch runner comes in. That's number two. Sophie Rogers coming in. Runners at first. Here comes Aubrey Kitzman. Here's the pitch. Kitzman takes strike one all the way. 7-7 after a three-run home run from Anna Harden. The catcher saving the day for Taylorville, at least so far. Pitch comes in, and no call. So ball, another ball. One ball, one strike, two outs. What an inning for Taylorville. Here's the pitch. Strike. Runner going. Throw comes low. And finds herself safe. Sophie, safe at second on the stolen base.
She's the go-ahead runner in scoring position. That's a huge steal for the Tornadoes.
All Kitzman needs is a base hit here, and we've got ourselves a lead. Here's the pitch. Low and in the dirt for ball three. And if I said it before, I'll say it again. Smith looks like she's given it her all today, but just does not have anything left in that arm. Here's the pitch. Strike two. That was a good pitch. As if to say, Leroy, shut up. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The payoff pitch in this inning. High for ball four, and Kitzman finds herself on it first.
Second time you found Taylen Smith above 30 pitches in an inning. And it couldn't come at a better time for the Tornadoes.
So that brings up Haley Peterson, who scored an inside-the-park home run in the third and grounds it over towards third. Trouble with the third. Throws it over to first. It's going to be in time, and that's going to be the end of the inning. But a three-run home run from Anna Harden is the difference so far. And Taylorville is all tied up 7-7. We go to the top of the seventh. You're listening to New Country 104.1. Back after this.